Yeah, so...
My
friend Patrick from the band. Yeah, he's like, I don't know if I want to record a podcast because I don't know what we're going to talk about or whatever. And I was like, dude, I was like, trust the process.
I mean, just kind of go.
I was like, my whole deal is like, look, we get a couple of drinks, we get a little wasted, and then at some point I turn on...
It'll just click.
Yeah, I turn on the podcasting thing, and then we just do whatever, you know? And he's like, well, I'm just worried about, you know, like, I don't know, like, what I'm going to be like when it starts recording. And I was like...
Well, you'll be you.
I was like, yeah, I don't think you have to worry about it.
I'm not going to worry about shit there, buddy.
Because the bottom line is, like, none of this matters.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Like, who listens to this? I don't listen to this.
I don't.
You know?
I'll tell you what, I did, like, maybe the first couple.
Did you?
With the Beyonce Onsenio. Fucking...
Beyonce, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I listened to that one that was maybe your birthday with you and me at 100% A+.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started listening to that, and I was like, ah. You know?
Oh, yeah, you know. Never got through all of it.
I don't want to.
But I kind of just, like, try to fast forward.
That's it,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I don't want to listen to the whole thing. So I actually did try to listen to that whole thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, this is when that happened. Oh, this is when that happened. And then I'm like, no, I don't need to remember.
Nah.
When, whatever.
We lived it.
Right? I don't, yeah. I've been there.
We've done it.
I was drunk, I forgot. It's good enough for me, you know. I was drunk, I forgot. Good enough for me. Yeah, it's funny. He's like, oh, well, you know, we got to listen to it back to for quality or fucking whatever. And I was like, why?
Quite the opposite there,
man. I was like, dude, I don't ever listen to this.
Cup shirt right there.
Yeah. But he's like,
those fucking heels would try and fucking...
No kidding.
Take
yeah.
Fucking
yeah, the Bucks.
Penny we
yeah,
got.
God forbid.
Don't
well,
mention
we
names.
What,
don't
oh,
mention
yeah,
names.
You know, you're right. The Milwaukee Bucks is what I said.
Yeah, great team, great team. Good team.
Wisconsin,
said that they lost to the Celtics. But
whoever it is they lost, I don't know.
The Celtics.
But, well, good for them. He's talking about, you know, let's listen to, no, let's not. He's like, well, we gotta be, you know, the quality or whatever. And I was like, I don't think you understand how my process works. Like, I don't give a shit about the quality, and neither does anybody else, right?
Not one iota.
Because nobody listens to
not one
to
Ray Liotta.
I would be amazed if anybody listens to these.
I mean, the couple people, right? But it's probably just us re-listening.
Well, it's not even anybody. Because, like, I have never actually had anybody hit me back and be like, hey, here's how you spell Grampy Gooby. You know? And we did that many episodes ago, many months ago, probably a year ago. How do you spell Grampy Gooby? Right? Because we were going to give him a shout-out. We were going to give him, a signed thing?
Yeah,
the whole thing, right? We were going to do that, and nobody hit us back.
No one wants none.
Right. And so at that point, it's like, who is even listening? Who are we recording this for? That was the other question, too, that he asked me. Who are we recording this for?
It's like you're expecting an audience.
Yeah, don't expect an audience. Don't expect an audience.
Why? Well, because if you expect the audience, then you're going to start trying to...
You would be disappointed.
You're going to start trying to censor yourself.
It adds this whole aspect
stigma.
Of like... Yeah, it adds... You give yourself the yips.
Yeah.
Here is this whole aspect of
you got
like...
The fucking onstage,
you know,
jitters.
Performance anxiety type
you,
of thing,
you,
right?
You're
and
in
I'm
a
like,
band.
Why?
You play for people
yeah.
you don't even
well,
give a shit
Well, that's the other
about.
Thing, too, that I think is funny. He's in a band. He's a guitarist. He's the lead singer of a band. And there's like maybe there. I've been to gigs, right? Because I'm their manager now.
Yeah, you know, I've
been to gigs. There's like
I've
maybe
their
like
first gigs when they're coming,
yeah.
You know,
so there's like maybe like 5-6 people.
I knew of them before you did. I'm not trying to freaking
and
say
so,
nothing here.
Well, and so what the hell's the point, right?
But it's like, you know, I enjoyed what
I
heard. I
mean, they do good music, but the point is like who shows up to listen?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, Thank
Who
the
knows?
Gods you're not bringing your like
because they're
parents
could...
or your grandparents and they're just like ordering freaking
well, they would be expecting
cheeseburgers and salads out the fucking wazoo.
Well, and then you'd have to cook them.
Yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah,
you are the guy who
does
the cooking.
I don't want that.
You don't want to. But, like, you know, I mean, I just, I don't know. Like,
chicken strips only. Chicken strips only. Please. Hey, those that
chips and salsa.
Aren't going to listen, that might be listening.
Anybody who's out in...
You guys go to a bar and you order food.
Out of Portland, just order chips and salsa.
Get some
freaking
fried food. Get something quick.
Don't even order fried food. Just get chips and salsa.
Not everyone has chips and salsa.
I don't give a damn. Go out to a bar, buy peanuts.
Get some fucking french fries. Get some tater tots.
Buy something that doesn't require cooking.
You can't bring food else from outside.
Well, yeah, I know. I never said that. I didn't say
keep
bring
it in your
food
fucking
in.
Car. Go to fucking Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Get a fucking little family box.
Right.
Keep it in your
eat
car
before you show.
When
up.
You go and like
that's
smoke
a
cigarette or something like that.
There you go.
And then like take a couple bites. So fucking pound a fucking
way.
Taco.
Yeah, it's a good way to be. It's just eat before you show up.
Pound a taco.
Because like who cares? You know, you go to a bar. You're not trying to eat. Come on, don't eat. But yeah, the question was raised, like, I mean, who listens to this? Nobody.
I'll tell you.
I would be amazed if anybody actually did listen.
I'll tell you who does.
Who?
I did once.
Did you?
And well, I did for like a couple.
Well,
like,
good for you, man.
When we first started doing it,
you didn't make it through the whole episode.
When we did the first, like, well, no, I did. I want to say, like, I would put it on, like, when I'm just playing video games. I'll just,
did you?
Just like kind of re-listen to like, the first, like, maybe like two, three, four, or something. Like,
that's amazing.
Because I'd be too fucking wasted. I'm just like, I know that we said some funny shit,
dude. I can't stand it. I'm like,
it's just background noise for me. But at
well,
the same time,
see, okay, I guess that'd be better.
You know, I'm not like,
but
I'm
just,
not just
I don't
like,
know, oh, man. Dude. Like, I start listening to it, and I'm like, ah, Jesus. Like, no, I remember that. I remember that.
Oh, this
you know?
Again.
Yeah. I'm like, ah, I remember that. Ah, I was there for that. I don't really want to listen to this shit again. You know?
Wait until your father gets on.
It's, no shit. Wait until your father gets on. You know, hey, you know who was really hot? Noreen Kokaram.
I was going to say C-3P2.
Not that.
Yeah, because he can't say the name.
Because he was a golden robot. No, Noreen Corcoran, she was on Bachelor Father.
Okay.
She was hot.
Wait, Noreen Cougarans.
Corcoran. Corcoran?
Gold.
Yeah, Cougarans. Gold Cougarans, yeah. Like in Arrested Development. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were protein bars, or so they thought. But they weren't actually protein bars.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. No, yeah. God. But let's see. Was there anybody on... Twitter that wanted to ask me any questions. Hey, do you want to ask me a question? While we're at it, while I'm checking Twitter, you want to ask me a question?
You want me to ask you?
Yeah, you want to ask me a question?
Gosh. I mean, not really, because you know a lot more stuff than, like, you remember a lot more things than I do, freaking, and most of the stuff I ask you about, I've already gotten the answers to, you know, but,
well, that's fair. Yeah, you got a thing?
Here we go.
Okay.
It's something all right. Nice and normal, you know? Mm-hmm. Like something that the nerds might like. You know, how's about this?
Okay.
What's your favorite mobile suit?
Oh, in terms of Gundam?
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite mobile suit. Well, thank you very much, actually.
You know,
I know
we talk about, you know, well, and we, like, yeah, go we, through.
We've talked a lot about it.
But it's
it,
like, what's,
of,
like, what's your, like, if you were to choose a main.
Yeah, I'm going to lead into this because... Right, I'm going to lead into this because not everybody knows that you and I have known each other for a lot of years. We talked about a lot of Gundam over the years. We talked a lot about it, yeah. So, my favorite mobile suit, man, of all of them, it might be, like, kind of a controversial choice. All
right,
It is a mobile suit. It is a mobile suit. It's not a Gundam. It is a mobile suit, but it's not a Gundam.
Suit. Yeah, okay.
My number one favorite would actually be Blue Destiny Unit 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a GM. But it's got the exam system, which I think is really cool.
Minority Report type.
Well,
shit?
Yeah, so in the manga, actually, interestingly, when that unit was deployed... the system ended up taking over. It killed the pilot. And when it was under attack, it actually guarded the head of the mobile suit, which is weird because the torso is where the cockpit is. So it guarded the head. I thought, yeah, oh, wow, huh.
One of those things where, like, the soul of the person was
in the mobile actually was suit. The soul of the designer's daughter that was used in the process.
See, I didn't really follow a lot. Because what? That was Destiny Seed, right?
No. So Blue Destiny was not Seed Destiny. Blue Destiny was actually its own manga.
Okay.
I don't know that it ever got made into a... And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know that it ever got made into an anime. So, yeah, that one's my favorite. I think that probably the next favorite... Woo! I think probably my next favorite would be the Kshatriya.
Starts with a Q.
Starts with a K.
Ah, shit.
No, so the Q belief starts with a Q, yeah. But the Kshatriya starts with a K. it's the one from Gundam Unicorn. I really like that suit. It was used by the Sleeves, who are sort of
biggest, like,
Neo Zeon.
Like
it's the one. No, so it's the one that was against the main white one, but it had the four big shoulder pieces.
Oh, those big old.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. It was green. Exactly. Yeah. It had the big green shoulder pieces, and I really like that one because.
So wait, what was that? I saw.
It was something extremely well armed, but it could also launch the funnels, which I thought was really cool.
You're building like the real grade or something.
I'm building the perfect grade MS-06S Char Aznable custom Zaku 2.
Yeah, you know, if I can get a real grade fucking 08 MS team one.
But they're not doing the Gundam.
I know.
Which is so weird. I thought for sure that they would do the Gundam. And then they actually, fine.
I mean, that's like the one series that really stuck with me.
Fantasy build. I think it would be really cool if they did the real grade 08 MS Team Gundam, the ground type Gundam, but then also included a kit to make it into the EZ-8. I think that'd be really cool. I don't know if they're ever going to do that, but if Bandai is listening, and they're not, please do that. OIT MS Team is so good.
Just like that, I don't know.
It's
like,
so good.
If you ask me anything about Gundam, that was always the one that just,
that's the series. The I mean, that was so cool.
Just
and
a
they,
nice little small, well, they, I didn't
yeah,
have to
it was,
spend
it was self-contained.
100 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about this
like
series.
12 episodes.
Right, exactly.
And
yeah.
It was just
It was pretty straightforward, yeah.
But it was fucking, emotional shit.
Dude, I mean... The emotional Jesus. I've been watching Iron Blooded Orphans.
I still never fucking watched it.
Oh,
I know
boy.
I need to.
That
it's not,
series
it's not a long one.
Is just gonna fuck you up.
Because didn't they do a sequel to it?
IBO, Iron Blooded Orphans. I don't know if they did a sequel, but I mean, it runs for multiple seasons. But, man, that series,
took you off of the freaking.
No, that's fine. That series, IBO, Iron Blooded Orphans, is rough because you start to know people and then things happen.
Die.
Yeah, things happen.
Anime.
And then, oh my god. Yeah, it's
this
really
guy
rough.
That you
it's
just like, they flushed out in the last two
okay,
episodes.
here's this really cool guy that you know about from the front and he's had some development and here's this and that. And then, here are his two sisters, and then he fucking dies. And then, the guy's got to go and fucking tell him about that fucking
thing.
It's rough, man. It's rough. IBO. It's a rough series. But then again, if you go back, to the original Mobile Suit Gundam, in the first episode, my God, people are dying. It's a rough series, man. And a lot of people think, oh, it's a kid's cartoon. Oh, here's the show. It's a kid's cartoon. It's not. There's a lot that goes into that series that's all, the horrors of war. And I think that's really sort of the core theme of Gundam as a series.
No,
it's
yeah.
like, here, you that's know, the horrors up, yeah. of war, right? Because,
it's all war-torn.
Yeah, well, and it's everything. Super cool. Yeah, you got giant robots, and you got all this stuff. And giant robot. Yeah, sure. But then if you take a look at, you know, what actually happens, if you try to actually watch the series, it's just, it's so much, like, I don't know, like, heart-wrenching, you know? A lot of it is, like, very much the human story. And, Gundam, that's what I think that's what I appreciate the most about Gundam as a series, is it's not so much about the giant robots. And they're there. It is a core sort of, it's like a core facet of the story, but then also very much
it's past the human element. It's past the point of like, right? Hey, we had to make these fucking war machines.
Well, right, yeah. I mean, like, to a certain extent, yeah, it's like the war machines, but then it's also the people, because it's, even if you look at the original Mobile Suit Gundam, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you have the Federation and Zeon. Well, Zeon's supposed to be the bad guys, but if you actually pay attention, like, a lot of Zeon is very much humanized, right? Mm. Because it's not so much... They're just combatants. Well, yeah, they're enemy combatants. And these people are sort of fighting for what they were raised to do.
That's what, right? I liked about those recent movies that came out in, like, maybe, like, 2016, 17 or whatever.
Which ones?
It was, like, the retelling of, like, the
You talking about Gundam the Origin?
Yeah. With, like, Char and everything.
Yeah, so, and yeah, it was
more about the Zeon group than...
Well, yeah, what was really interesting about that, I mean, of course, because what we're looking at is a story from 0079, right? Universal Century 0079. Earth moved the majority of its burgeoning populace, blah, 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 blah. So, we have everything going on in 0079... which makes sense for the time. Gundam was introduced in 1979, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here we are with a sort of a retelling of the original series in the modern era. They have sort of a different take on how to tell that story.
Yeah, no, that... Yeah.
I really like that a lot.
I've actually been trying to...
Yeah, Gundam, the Origin.
I want to say you got a lot more, like, because, well, I don't know if I wound up giving you, because I know I got a few of them.
Actually, I might Gundam still have the Origin. I still have but yeah, so Gundam the Origin, yeah, it was amazing. I thought that was a really, really cool way to revisit the original story, right? Because here we are with the Origin, and it's not necessarily told from a different side, right? But it's the same story told from, and it's not even necessarily a disparate,
I guess that's what I have.
Like a disparate perspective. It isn't exactly, because it's the same story, but it's not completely different. There are definitely a lot of things in Gundam The Origin that are very, very different. But it isn't exactly... I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to refine, I would say, on the spot. Hard for me to express. With sort of short notice, if you will, right? Because we didn't talk about this before the show, so for me to kind of come up with it on the fly, Gundam the Origin, yeah, man, it's,
and what's that new one that we're really, talking really, about really that cool. We said it looked like a fucking Guyver?
Oh, you were talking about the witch from
Blood Witch,
witch from Mars. I want to say, I think it was the witch from Mars.
Yeah.
It might be the witch from Venus or something. They have done some recent stuff with Gundam that I actually, oddly, have not kept up with. Probably should have kept up with. It's like, they did, you know, I mean, they're doing the new series. The one, And the one other than that was like, oh shit, I mean, really, I haven't even seen all of Unicorn. So, there's that. I haven't seen all of, Reconquista? Reconquista in G? I haven't seen all of that. I'm a bit behind, I would say, actually, on recent Gundam.
Yeah.
It's very interesting stuff. You know, the other day, I tried to figure out what it was going to take for me to get a Master Grade Turn A Gundam kit.
That's like $300 bucks.
No, it was like, I mean, it was like 100 something. Oh, but okay. I mean, but,
are you talking about the one with like the LED and shit?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, okay. No. No. No, I'm just thinking like Master Grade Turn A Gundam kit.
You were putting. I saw that shit about the damn real Gundam you were putting together. I'm like, fuck, man, I got the tools I want.
Yeah,
I know those motherfuckers can run up to like like 150. Like,
so I paid 189.
Yeah, I was gonna say 185
I paid 189. Yeah.
Heard with purred.
You heard with purred, and that's the story. Because that's the story. I want to say 185 for my perfect Zaku. Mm. I have been, dude. There's something about that.
I just love this.
I know that Zeon are bad guys.
They're such,
and yet
they're such.
I know enough about the series. To say that
they're like the soldiers, like the little green army men.
Well, like, yes, Zeon is the bad guy. That's the bad guy team. But at the same time, they kind of have a point. They shouldn't have gassed a colony. They shouldn't have dropped a colony on. It was supposed to be South America, but it ended up being Australia. Oops. Yeah. They shouldn't have done that. There's a lot of stuff that Zeon shouldn't have did, but. I gotta say, man, the design of the Zeon mobile suits, man. You talk about the Zaku 2. Those are amazing. The Gog,
The ones I got, like, I got the two versions of the Goff.
Yeah, the Goff, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then,
I have the original one
piloted
Goff.
By fucking, what's his name, that came, the little figure that you can...
Well, yeah. Well, the majority of the Master Grade, they do come with an in-scale guy. Yeah. But, so you got the Zeon...
I just remember hating his ass and freaking, like, everything. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So, the Zaku like 2 is a great look. The original Zaku is an incredible look. The Zaku 2 is a great look. Then you have the MS-07 Guff. You have the MSM-03 Gog that looks like an egg with its weird claw hands, right? But then it caught the Hyper Hammer, the Gundam's Hyper Hammer. That's so cool.
Love to play it in the games.
That was a hard one to use, though, in Journey to Jabra. That was an extremely hard mobile suit to use with the Gog. Zero five. I want to say was the Act Guy.
If I can say, real quick,
I love the Act Guy.
Oh, the Act Guy.
Yeah, but Act Guy was so cool.
I remember when you came over last or something, and you're like, "You should give me that shining fucking."
You should give me that God Gundam
and
or whatever,
like,
it is. Yeah.
No.
Now
the only reason it's like. I want to build them, I want to put them somewhere.
Well, as well, you
I
should.
I don't want to open them up and then like not have anywhere.
Trick is,
I don't want to just keep them in the box.
Well, so you build them. Trick is, I found, and for anybody listening to the show, all none of you, the trick is take one of those, take any kind of like a Ziploc bag.
Oof.
Right. I'm using a brand name, but whatever. So you take a Ziploc bag and you cut it off beneath the strip. And then you cut it into strips underneath. So vertically.
Okay.
Right? Then you take those vertical strips and you attach them with two, like, tacks to the ceiling. Because they give you slings. Yeah, they give you slings. So at that point, right, you don't have to have fishing line. You could just have slings of these plastic material. You can hang them from the ceiling. You know? So there's that. I did that with my real grade Shinzaku for a moment.
I've been seeing all the damn Berserk models.
I can't talk about them shits.
I will gladly spend $400 on just like Zod and Guts, fucking just like Guzzly, you know, like riding him.
Yeah, see, I can't hardly talk about those.
I would just want, like, I would get just one. I'd get just one, and it'd be like.
But to like set Guts up so that he's like dragging his foot and like slinging the dragon slinger or like bringing dragon slayer like over his shoulder or on the ground.
Yeah. And you get all those little clickable pieces that you get to put in.
I know.
It'll take you 3 hours.
There was some model kit that I found actually oddly enough at like Ross that was Batman from Arkham Asylum.
Oh, one of those.
Dude, it's so good. Yeah,
super articulate with all the like armor and I
still
pieces.
I still have him hung up like in my entryway.
Oh, okay. He's right there. One of the builders.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Oh dude. Well, because I you know, I posed him and I just hung him up and like
I'm
good. You know, sleeping I'm good lie. Enough.
Sleeping bats.
No shit. Yeah, there were a bunch of those actually that I just like Spider-Man figures and stuff that I like hung up in my entryway because it's good enough. You know,
It's like it's like the same with like getting those like super articulated like Japanese like X-Men figures like that Cyclops one I sent you.
I got that stupid articulated Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, and I hung him up so that he's like crouching, so his feet are on the wall, his ass is a little bit off the wall, he's got bent knees, and then he's got an arm out with the thumb. Because I can actually articulate his individual fingers, so he's about to shoot Webb like
flip.
Off. Yeah, he's about to thwip right off of the. That's so cool. Oh man, so cool.
Yeah, no, like I don't know. Thanks for turning me onto it even more. Like, because I remember getting him back in like Toys R Us day back in like early 2000s.
Back in them days.
You know, like like 99, 98.
Back when they were whipping ass in Pokemon cards, buddy.
Yeah, fucking gym leader style, fucking. But, you know, that just getting those little tiny freaking models.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it was what just it was like at the time.
Half-ass
you
know? Painting them, putting some freaking nail polish on them just to freaking...
Well, you know, you gotta zhuzh them up.
Somehow.
You know what? Actually, I heard about a trick. So I don't have... When I build my Gundam models, I should say, I'm going to start by this. When I build my Gunpla, I don't generally apply stickers.
I don't usually care. I got it.
I did for my MSM-03C Hygog. I did. But that's because the Hygog came with, like, 6 stickers. So, like, yeah, fine. You know what I didn't do? Any of the stickers on my real grade, Red Frame Astray. Nah, sorry. There's like
and
fucking
it's like you got it,
dude.
As
there's like
80 it.
Fucking stickers on that sumbitch. Yeah. I'm not.
And they're fucking.
Yeah, I got to put them on with a needle and shit. Yeah, nah, no. So there's some of them, man, that like you kind of have to, but as long as for me. And I don't know that I've actually said this. I shouldn't say again. I don't know that I've said this on any kind of podcast. I don't know if I've said this while I'm being recorded. For me, building model kits, building Gunpla...
This is your little Zen moment?
Yeah. It's so much more about the Zen aspect, right? Yeah, exactly. And it crushed dudes. Yeah, like Taizan. Yeah,
Rikyo.
Yeah, exactly. it's so much more about the puzzle.
Yeah.
I am so much more interested in the puzzle than I am anything else. If you've got a small sticker sheet, 7 stickers.
I can't. Like, you know, I've only done, like, what, two
then,
out of the ones
oh my
I got?
God,
but
dude,
it's like, oh, I got
they
it.
They start in with the, like...
as soon as you open it and you take out that first piece and you're like put the sticker here.
Like, the transfer stickers and all that shit, I can't be asked. I'm sorry.
I can't take some fucking tweezers. I'm just
and
like,
I know that, like... I, well, yeah, but it's like... It's not just tweezers.
Take that...
Because if you're talking about a transfer... Yeah, if you're talking about a transfer, you have to do like an X-Acto knife. You got to cut that sticker out, and then you got to put it in place with the tweezers, and you got to squeeze it on with like a dowel or something.
Yeah.
I'm not that dude.
I'll take a fucking popsicle stick to a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's fine. And and I'm happy for you, man. But I'm not that dude. I can't do it. So my perfect grade MS-06S Shars Zaku, I'm sorry, ain't a fucking sticker going on that sumbitch. I'm sorry.
I mean, hey.
It ain't happening.
Tweets down, bro.
Now, there are going to be people
that will criticize the shit.
Yeah, there are not people who are listening to this podcast, but there are definitely people out in the world who are going to tell me
you're a piece of
that
shit.
I fucked up. That I'm a piece of shit. That I'm the worst. That I'm a subhuman something or other.
You don't even care about it.
Buddy, let me tell you. My deal is, right? I built the model. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got what I want. I got what I came for.
Here's what, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got what I paid for. This is so much fun. I built the model.
Here's my money. Allow me to do what I want with my money.
Oh, I'm going
to
do
I'm sorry.
With my money as I please. Thank you.
Oh, so sorry.
So here's the trick that I actually, that somebody on Twitter told me. Instead of, right, because I said I don't have Gundam markers, and I don't have Gundam markers, but somebody told me the trick was to take a mechanical pencil, like we used to use, the 0.5 millimeter.
Scribble in?
You start in. Yeah. And apparently at first it kind of sucks because you have to, like, you got to, like, break the skin, basically. Mm. But once you do that, bingo bango, it all looks really nice. Now, in the past, I bought a cross silhouette conversion kit, right? And it had a GM head in it. Now, I bought the cross conversion kit for my Shars Zaku SD. Okay. But I didn't want it to be an SD. I wanted it to be
like
a
Hello Kitty
CS.
Thing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wanted it to be a cross silhouette, right? So they just threw in this Gundam, GM head. I thought, well, why not? So I took my Sharpie, my fine point Sharpie, and I marked it all over. The Sharpie ink didn't actually stick to the plastic.
I was going to say it didn't hold.
Right. And this was months after the fact. I checked it. No, it came off of my thumbprint. I was like, well, this sucks. I don't want that. Like, I don't want a kit that's going to come off of my thumb every time I try to move it, right?
Mm.
So, yeah, well, you know, I didn't go ahead with that. But, yeah, no. Another Gunpla person told me that you can use mechanical pencils. I haven't done it personally.
I mean, I can imagine it.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done it personally.
Shit. We use mechanical pencils on a lot of things.
Yeah, so you want to leave the graphite? Yeah, that's cool. And maybe it would look really cool for panel lining.
Make it look like kind of matte, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. But that's another thing, panel lining, that I don't really do.
Yeah, no. I'm not going that deep.
Well, it's like panel lining, the stickers that, you know, I don't. Me personally,
I ain't
going to
treat it like it's a 40K fucking, you know.
Holy shit. Well, hey, listen, with 40K, you lose
point. That's a whole fucking ball game.
It is a whole ass ball, but I'm going to avoid it by saying this. You do lose points sometimes in 40K on table play. If your minis aren't painted.
Colored.
Yeah, if they're not painted, you lose points. Me personally, I'm going to do the same thing that my dude on Twitter did and just attach their base to a mechanical drill and just stick that shit in some paint and pull it up and whip all the paint off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just spin all the excess paint off.
And just get the little spots.
Exactly, and that's all that matters. I mean, if they have to be painted, technically, look, they're painted. But, like, taking the time and doing, like the one hair brush with a microscope and trying to get it, like, just so. Not a microscope. I apologize. To be fair to all the hobbyists out there, it's not a microscope. It's a magnifying glass. But to do, and this is accurate, the one hair painting, that ain't me. Like, I appreciate the time you put into the craft. I had a buddy, holy shit, who had a Tyranid army. And he did up accents in ultraviolet paint.
Jesus. Yeah, all right. Yeah, catch me next month, motherfuckers.
No shit.
Here's three figures.
Catch me in 30 years, because I'm not trying to do that. His shit was not visible until you put it under UV light. So if we're going for regular table play, you couldn't see that shit until he pulled the light out of his pocket, because of course he carried one, because why wouldn't you?
And it's like, oh, and he would turn it on and be like, my characters are plus 15 now.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, and you know what? You'd think that maybe there was some kind of rule. Because if you lose points for a non-painted army, maybe you would gain extra points for a dope-ass painted army that nobody else can see except under specific light.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Why not? I mean, why not? You could make that argument.
I mean...
If you're trying to do that on, like, tournament play or something like that, why not? Right?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. A lot of these dudes, man, they get into, like, the craft of it. And I think that's really cool. A lot of people do a lot of things.
Because that's the reason. It's the craft of it.
Right.
You know?
A lot of people... Well, see, I'm only into the shallow end of it, right? A lot of people
You're still baby kicking.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm ever going to get past that point.
But you don't need to.
I don't feel like I need to. A lot of people do a lot of things. Battle damage and weathering and the whole thing... I don't feel like I need to.
You know, like, if it's something special, dude.
Even if it's something special, and,
like,
I might...
You're like, okay, well, this one, I'll put a little extra effort
in. If it's something extra special, I'm going to put some effort into it. Apparently not, like, my perfect grade.
Come on.
I guess I'll put stickers on it. But, like, these other people, man, they do a whole thing. They're going to do the... You know how chrome turns blue when it's under heat? So they're going to put that on the thrusters. They're going to weather things and make it look like it's walking through the desert. They're going to put a thing on the shield, on the arm, that makes it look like it got hit with a beam saber. It's like a section that's missing.
You know motherfuckers that are doing that are getting paid.
They had better.
They're selling that shit.
They had goddamn well better be getting paid.
Yeah, like.
They had goddamn well better be getting paid.
It's like.
If you do that shit,
you're
for
a comic
free,
collector, but for some reason you're taking all the black and white comics and then making it just like 10 times
better.
Yeah,
you're recoloring. You're taking a second and you're working the whole. What? I mean, whatever. That doesn't even work as a parallel. Because no, if you try to color a black and white, you're ruining it. So, like, what. You know? You try to put some color on an ash can, you're ruining it. So, like, what... I don't even understand what other kind of parallel they could be. Right? Because if you're, like, an action figure collector, you don't take them out of the box.
You sure as fuck don't fucking paint them.
Right!
What was it? Like, you remember, like, my little brother or something? Like, took some, like, nail polish or, like, painted on, like, like one of the Beast Wars Transformers. Something, like, X-Men action figure or something. And then freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, nah. Because you can't be doing that.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because you can't be doing that.
Why are you doing this?
You cannot be doing that.
Cool, but...
Well, I think he looks cool. Well, okay, just because you think he looks cool now doesn't mean that he's going to look cool in the future.
You ruined
and
that motherfucker.
And it definitely doesn't mean that anybody who actually wanted to buy this thing is going to think that it looks cool in the future. Like, you just ruined all comprehensively. You have ruined this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
C'est la vie.
Right. I mean, it's like, even if I have a comic book and, like, oh, shit, well, I loved it well enough that, like, the staple came out. Well, okay, fine.
It's like being a 4-year-old and you get a comic and you just, like, take crayons to it or
dude,
something.
I hate that,
like,
so much. I ruined so many comics. No. I ruined so many comics that it'd be worth money these days because I was just a dumb little kid. And, well, back then we had the spinner racks.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, Mommy, buy me that one. And she's like, okay, fine. And then it turns out that she bought you, like...
Yeah, like...
The first appearance of Spider-Man or something.
Death of Superman.
Right. So she buys you some shit, and you're like, bah, 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 and you're flipping through them, brr, 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 and you fuck them all up.
Pizza greaser.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you spilled some orange juice on them, brr, grr, grr, and, like, yeah, you liked that thing. So it has sentimental value to you, yes, but...
Yeah, you're just fucking up everyone else's work.
In a real sense, does it have value? No. Because what you've done is you've ruined it. I mean, for you, you thought it was really cool. Like your brother with the Beast Wars. What you did was you thought it was really cool. You did a thing that you thought was really cool in the moment. And
no, I'll just wait for the trans metals to come out.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, see, but now that we're adults, right? Now that we're adults, I mean, hell, even. Then you can buy Rat Trap. You can buy that super dope Rat Trap that you always wanted. And it's going to run you like $300. Because it's super dope and it's made for adults. That, I think, is the main thing. There's a whole market that's coming up that has been coming up for a long time.
Oh, hey, all you little kids are now big kids.
Right, exactly, yeah. So, hey,
here's this fucking action figure that you always wanted. Here's a Ninja Turtle. Like, 20 years.
Who is bigger than the original Ninja Turtles when you were a kid. And he comes with all of this stuff, and he comes super poseable.
And
why wouldn't you buy it?
The fucking paint job is...
Oh, it's immaculate. So why wouldn't you buy it?
Like,
I bought that Donatello.
Turn that $50 or turn that $5 into $50, you know? Fuck it, you know.
Shit. Dude, I think I paid $60 for my Donatello and I took him out of the damn package.
Well, which one?
The comic. Not the comic. The cartoon Donatello. With the posable fingers, posable toes, okay. He comes on the manhole cover.
Yeah.
Right. That's the Donatello. Now I think I ended up
still
with
kicking myself in the ass for not picking up the Michelangelo Batman.
Oh, and, well, yeah. I mean, that'd be a different thing. But,
I had full access to it. I could have gotten it.
Yeah. Well, you probably should have. But,
what are we gonna
do? It is
do?
What it is, man. Yeah. It's the die is cast, as they say.
Oh, yeah. But it's not over. There's always another chance.
You could probably find you one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'd be... You know, expensive, but you can probably find one.
$150, but yeah,
you know,
hey.
Well, but hey, you know. But okay, but $150, I probably wouldn't open it.
Oh, well, no, of course
this not. This Donnie that I bought for like $60, I'm opening it. And the reason for that is because I can hit whatever the hell pose I want.
Mm.
He's perfect. He's exactly what I wanted, right? Well, it's like before Toys R Us went out of business, I bought an exclusive Megazord.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, the black and gold one.
The one that you can take all the
pieces. So, I mean, so he's black and gold. He's not, when I remember from a kid, he's not the 1993.
No, it's like that 12-inch freaking Wolverine that we have. The black and gold. Mr. Sinister and Wolverine. And
he came with a pistol for some weird reason. I never understood that, but whatever.
Japanese.
Toy biz, buddy.
Shit, by the way.
No, hey, I mean, I miss those days, dude. I miss those days. I really miss the days of, like, KB Toys. And this is before everything was on closed out. Thank you. Mm. I miss the days of KB Toys. KB Toys, Toys R Us, man. KB
Toy Works.
Dude, Toy Works. We had stores for days, but they all fell apart for some reason or another. And I mean, I don't know. To this day, I still don't understand.
Yeah, well, to this day, I still go to freaking Target or Walmart or something, and I just, like, go and look at the action figures and be like, is there anything that is,
yeah,
like,
even if I'm there just for groceries.
Is it something that is more than just moving the arms up and down to the leg, arms and legs up
Fred,
and down?
Yeah, Fred Meyer. That's my deal, right? I always stop by the toy aisle.
Yeah, you gotta.
And then, well, for kids like us,
you go grocery shopping.
You gotta. Well, because mom always did.
I'm gonna fucking no. You got you right? Go do your thing.
Mom did. Mom's gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the.
I got in trouble from an ex lady there because she said I wandered off too much.
Nah, I don't know about that.
And I'm like,
lady,
I'm older than you.
Excuse me.
Like you do your shit. Like I know where you're at.
You do you.
I'm gonna say yo. I'm gonna go look at the action figure real quick.
Don't look at me with that side eye. You know what my favorite thing was? With my mom, I could be like, hey, give me a budget.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, all right, $5.
And you know
I'm
what?
Like, nice.
Anywhere in the store,
run off.
She'll fucking yell your fucking name. And
oh,
like,
man. Whoop. My mom will whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like,
get,
okay.
You get that call.
Right there. All right. I'm right there.
You start running.
Yeah, you know, yeah, oh, hell yeah, you start
pick
running.
Out, you pick out that one thing.
You're trying to piss her off. You got that one thing.
You have the two in your hand, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah, two, maybe three.
Well, you went through, and you're like, yeah, you start. You start
weighing them out.
And you're like, okay.
Which one do I really want?
Do I want medieval Spawn?
Right.
Or do I want, like, this Iceman action figure?
Oh, shit. Ooh. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know? And it's like, oh, God. The Iceman comes with that freaking sled that you can put the ice in.
The sled that you could freeze.
Yeah, and it's like, oh boy.
I mean, Medieval Spawn's got that spinning shield
with the big ass gauntlet, like arms, legs,
dude,
and
that's
stuff,
so cool. But it's like Iceman though.
Like for me,
then mom comes around,
give my Nightcrawler with my sticky hands,
dude. Yeah, the suction cup.
All my suction cup hands, and then one of the knees.
Yeah, see,
with the fucking the tail that was just made out of freaking metal.
Yeah, the bendy tail. And then Mom comes around and it's like, I gotta pull the trigger.
And it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, oh shit, I gotta pick one.
You got like, and then you start getting that countdown or something, you know? It's
God. Five.
Yeah.
Four. And you're like, I guess it's this one.
Some supermarket sweet shit.
Well, and you know, actually, I still kind of feel like a bum about it, right? I was at Target many, many years ago, and I asked Eli, I was like, which one should I buy? It was two Gundams that I wasn't particularly interested in. I think one of them was Death Scythe, and the other one was like.
Do you want to get Grizzly or do you want to get
General Bridge, right? Yeah. And I was like, So I asked Eli, I was like, "Which one do you think I should get?" And he's like, "Oh, that one." And I was like, "No, not like Death Scythe." So I put it down and I bought the other one. I feel like a dick about that even to this day, because he gave me his like honest opinion.
That one
he
looks
was
awesome.
Like, "Dude, that one looks cool." And I was like, no, I like Death Scythe. So I bought the other one. And you know what? I think it was Gundam Wing. I think it was actually 001. I think it was 001. I think it was Gundam Wing. I felt like a dick about that. Because, like, I didn't want Death Scythe. And I definitely didn't want anybody to tell me that I wanted Death Scythe. And the reason, actually...
Death Scythe is pretty cool, though.
Well, the reason that I didn't want Death Scythe, looking back on it, is because my girlfriend in high school was like, oh, the pilot Death Scythe, oh, he's so cute. I was like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, fuck that motherfucker.
Right. Well, I mean, I look back at it now, I'm like, dude, Death Scythe's cool, man.
Death Scythe's dope.
I look back on Death Scythe.
You know how we used to make fun of Sandrock like a motherfucker?
Yeah, and Sandrock is super cool.
Sandrock is
Catra is actually,
beast.
Like, pretty cool, man.
That little motherfucker.
You know what turned me around on Sandrock actually was Gundam Breaker.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to use the heat show tail and all that on the backpack, super dope. Yeah. Being able to do that whole thing with his weapons, I'm like, oh,
it's
damn.
It's like your
Gunpla. That's actually pretty cool.
You know, like, being able to use
the stuff
in a video game.
Shit, here he is. Oh, my God, being super cool. One of the things that really blows me away about Gundam Death Scythe, actually, was that the scythe worked underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Most beam weapons don't work underwater. No. But Death Scythe worked underwater. That's so cool. And here he is being able to jam radar frequencies and shit. Make it so that he actually is like a stealth Gundam. He's invisible. That is actually really cool.
Like, I've honestly been...
I spent a lot of years being like, nah, I don't like that. Because I was bitter about a girlfriend.
I wake up and then I look at the five that I got.
Four, five. Yeah, it looks like five.
And the bottom
one is
that Mikey from Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah, buddy.
But
it looks like five.
But you know, I built the Sandrock.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the one with the shield, the Viper.
Oh, he's got the Viper shield, yeah.
Yeah. Remember, that's the one I built at your place and I accidentally broke.
That
one piece, and then I took some.
Oh,
like,
Christ!
I took that like clear, like,
you know what?
Silicone.
Actually, I ended up breaking. It's funny, actually. In my house, I guess it's a bad place for Sandrock. Nice. I ended up.
I guess
it's a weird place. So my Endless Waltz Sandrock Custom Master Grade 1/100. I ended up actually completing, but I got a. I got a Sandrock Custom 1/144 high-grade model, and I had mostly got it finished. And I eventually got around to Sandrock's head. And
about the silver bullet suppressor.
Oh, that's a cool kit, though. That one's wild as hell. That one's weird.
Can you see these from here?
You got the, what is that, God Gundam?
Some
girl. Well, from the bottom. From the bottom. That's God Gundam. And then the Guff Custom, and then the Guff, and then the Sandrock, and then the Silver Bullet.
Boom.
Yeah. So I was mostly done building this Endless Waltz. Almost. So yeah, I was building this like Endless Waltz 1144. Yeah, you might have 1144 Endless Waltz Custom, right?
Mm.
And I was to the point where
God, the Endless Waltz stuff. God.
Yeah,
as
well,
much as I talk dude, shit about
so cool.
just Wing,
so cool.
It's like, Endless Waltz was.
I feel like
awesome.
I'm kind of pissed off about Wing because it got overexposed because of Toonami.
It was like
but
it was like us hating Wolverine.
Yeah,
because like
he was overexposed. Because he was overexposed.
It's like,
he was everywhere. I don't want that.
I don't care. Give me just
so
orange
mostly,
brown Wolverine. Give me old Wolverine.
Yeah, the old.
I don't want new.
No, I want
unstoppable
new, I don't
Wolverine.
Want, yeah, I don't want new old. I want the old one. So yeah, just, I had mostly finished building this Endless Waltz Sandrock.
I gotta get the Endless
and
Waltz.
And I was oh the thing.
What's the Chinese dude with the dragon?
Oh, that's from G Gundam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
yeah.
Shin something?
Well, yeah.
Fucking?
Shishi.
No. No.
Yeah.
The Shin well,
no,
Gundam
yeah.
or
no, because it was the Dragon Gundam from G Gundam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and his name was like Shishi High or High Shishi
you know,
or something like that.
I guess I might be thinking of maybe that.
No, that's G Gundam.
I thought there was one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. So Gundam Shenlong
there you go.
Had
yeah,
the
yeah.
extendable
arms.
Yeah, but that was
Wing,
Wufei.
Right?
That was Wufei. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
one with the Endless Waltz
yeah.
one.
Oh. No. So that was Ultron. No, Natakiru. Yeah, because they went from Shenlong to Ultron to Nataku, I want to say. But that was when he had the weird, like, viper arms, which was strange. Yeah, I didn't really like that as much.
Yeah, from Nintendo's arms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, from Nintendo's arms. But yeah, I had mostly constructed this, like, this 1/144 scale Endless Waltz Sandrock, and I got to the point where I had to build his head. So as I'm building his head, I didn't have any tools. So I'm snapping the pieces off of the runners with my fingers, right?
Yeah.
So as I'm snapping the pieces off, I go to break off the faceplate, and the faceplate broke off from the peg. So I picked up the whole model kit in my hand, and I yelled, "God damn it." And I backhanded the shit out of that model kit, and it fucking exploded.
And
I was like, I guess that's it. Well, now, the thing was, actually, so, yeah, I blew that whole model kit up because I was pissed off. But the thing was, I had stolen that model kit.
Well.
So, hey. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, I guess. I had spent enough time on it that, man, like, I had a whole... Woo. Oh boy, I was like, yeah, I was, man, damn.
I kind of want to damn build that custom Guff.
Yeah, the custom Guff, yeah, oh yeah. That one's a really cool one. It does require you to put in screws on some of the joints. Yeah, it does require you to put in screws on some of the joints, but it's not that big a deal. Yeah, no, that was a really cool build. I really, really, really liked that a lot. That was a really cool build. I had a lot of fun with the Guff Custom from 08MS team. Yeah, that was super cool. I mean, of course, you know, yeah, it'd be cool to build the Guff and everything else. What's really cool about that silver bullet that you got? So according to the own its own mobile suit lore, it's actually equipped with guns that are too strong.
I'm gonna fucking throw the
for
away. Like,
its
you didn't
own,
even use it.
Yeah,
I caught an apple with it.
it was designed with guns that were actually too strong for its own frame. It actually has like disposable arms that come out. So that it could fire a massive gun.
Well, it didn't have the like little. And,
yeah, exactly.
Little
yeah, those are the
like
ones. Yeah, those are the ones. So it pulls out little extra arms so that it can fire its
like,
massive
get the extra,
gun,
like recoil,
which breaks its extra arms, so that it still has arm
I think what in that new that's Gundam so game that's cool, coming man. Out, that first person, like it can switch from
The new one. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I think that, isn't that the sniper that you could play as? That you can only like maybe like shoot it like four times.
I mean that would make sense. Yeah. But then also it would make sense to kind of limit that power because. Obviously, well, like when Amuro ran out of rounds for the beam rifle, the Gundam's the mobile suit's power plant can only support so many shots.
Rounds, yeah.
Right.
Rounds fired, that is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, I mean, you know, yeah, it makes sense, but then also, like, you know, maybe, I'm really interested
To see what happens with that. You know, there's a podcast for your question.
Let's see. Have I been asked any questions? I don't know what that whoop was.
That thing ended?
I figured that was the movie.
I thought it was no, because that's not loud. There's no way that was loud enough for that.
No, you're right about that. I don't know what that was.
Did the podcast be?
I mean, because it's telling us that we have okay, so we have like 4 minutes. Yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
60 minutes. Yeah. So
That's a fucking.
Yeah, mess. I don't much care for that.
Thanks for that one. Hey, but thanks for also telling us that I already knew that we only have 60 minutes.
Right.
That's
I don't know why we're. Yeah, he actually did put a hand up. With the finger
that
was circling
before that noise.
Yeah, you know? Here we go.
What it all started with frickin' nothing. Frickin' ask a question. I asked you a question. Look at that. We got a whole thing.
Hey, we got a whole thing.
Turns out.
I mean, I guess we kind of self-regulated on that, huh?
Knock knock. Who's there?
Yeah, I guess it ain't that hard to fill up an hour.
Wow.
Right.
Go figure.
Yeah, well, we've been friends for 20 fucking years, so I guess, you know, filling up an hour ain't that bad.
Look for the Ric Flair comeback.
Yeah. Woo! Don't do that.
His comeback.
So, well...
Jim Crockett Promotions.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well?
That's why he's been doing all that stuff with Jay Lethal.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
He's doing his swan song.
Well, all right. So, all right. Well, thanks, whoever chose to listen to this most recent episode of Fetusbury Jam. Perhaps we'll try to record one more regularly. We did fall off for, 6 months, 8 months, or whatever. We fell off for quite a while. But, you know, it's fun. It's fun, I think.
Get a couple in there.
Isn't it fun? I think it's fun.
Trying to see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, just see what happens. Well, and that's it, too. So, going back to this. Patrick from 87 and the Toys. He says, well, I don't know what we're going to do on a podcast because I'm funny and you're funny. And I'm like, yeah, sure, we are. And we can record a podcast. And he says, well, I'm not really sure about what we're going to do. And I said, don't worry about it.
Ain't no reason.
Dude, that's my deal.
Ain't no.
And he's like, well, yeah, but... Yeah, but nothing. Like, look, man, that's my deal. Like, you don't have to worry about what the hell it is that we're going to do because I don't know what I'm going to do, like, ever at any point.
He is the river, man.
Yeah, man. You just flow like water. That's all it takes. Well, all right, then. Thanks very much for... I guess I'll do the wrap-up. Yeah, thanks very much for, tuning in to Fetusbury Jam. If you have any questions, you know, of course, hit me up on Twitter or on Instagram, actually. It happens.
Yay.
Fetusbury on both. This dude is at My Wife Died Again, so if you want to hit him up and ask him any questions, you certainly can. I suppose that's it. All right, then. You know, have a nice life.